I'm Grace Weber, and this is my music journey.
I get so elated. Knowing what we're making. I know I hesitated. I know. Made you wait for me to finally say it. Cause when you stepped in my life, I turned around a corner.
Although she's been living in New York the past decade, Grace Weber's Midwest roots remain. Born and raised in Milwaukee, Weber recalls always being around music. There were 10 kids on her mom's side of the family, and her grandfather taught each one to play an instrument. So for Weber, music felt like family, like love. The power of music reached another level during a school talent show Weber performed in.
I sang "Because You Loved Me" by Celine Dion. And afterwards, my teacher came up to me and she was crying. And I remember being like, oh my God, like, what did I do? Why are you crying? And she said, no, you know, like, your voice moved me. Like, the music moved me. And I remember, like, this kind of light bulb going off, not really, you know, being able to really process what it meant exactly, but kind of feeling like, wow, music is really powerful.
At around 12 or 13, her family became friends with soccer star Mia Hamm, taking part in a cancer benefit for Hamm's brother. Hamm would later ask Weber to sing at her wedding.
And that was kind of like the first celebrity-ish moment of, you know, getting to sing in this like really fancy setting in California. I actually haven't even told a story like this before because I forgot that this was actually part of the random entrance that I had in meeting a lot of industry people.
She has a knack for those random meetings. Weber's recognition reached a high last year when she won a Grammy for her writing and vocal contributions on Chance the Rapper's Coloring Book release. But that collaboration came by happenstance while she began putting together her own collection of songs, scheduled for release later this year. The 29-year-old describes the process of writing and recording her own material as a journey of self-discovery.
Not in a cliche way at all, like actually really finding myself. The past year and a half, I finally learned, like, oh, now I really know what it feels like to, like, really like yourself, really love yourself, really know yourself. And I got that through the process of writing these songs and making this music. To be loved.
As her 10-track debut release nears completion, Weber unveiled a couple bonus songs from the sessions, including the tune Space Jam, which inadvertently gave her a nickname.
Travel through black hole gravity potentially. So I was telling this to the guys, we're getting really like scientific with this song, and they're like, whoa, you're such a nerd. And they actually that day started calling me Space, and then it stuck, you know, because rhymes with Grace, and everybody in Chance's crew just like calls me Space. My name is Space to a lot of people because of that song. So yeah, that's sort of the fun fact about Space Jam.
Funny how it all came down. Funny how it all came down to this. Wondering where you are, leaving with a bad taste on your lips.
music really means different things at different moments in my life, and sometimes like in different moments throughout a day. Sometimes music literally feels like survival for me. Other times it feels like family and love. Music is the thing that like connects us. And when I'm performing live, this incredible gift that I get to be a part of bringing people together. I love getting the crowd to sing along with me and like teaching them parts and sort of like turning it into a big choir. And it's the coolest thing. All these people, all these strangers are coming together in one room and we're all singing together.
That's partly why she started a nonprofit in her hometown of Milwaukee. The Music Lab has 3 points of emphasis: providing free access to music education, offering opportunities for young people to express their unique selves, and bringing people of different backgrounds together through music. Weber wants to extend her organization's vision in other cities too. Sharing music, creating community, and lifting people up with the platform she creates. That's the mission of Weber and her team. My thanks to Grace Weber for her time and especially her music. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.